I mean, he had a major impact on my career because I came out of high school playing wide receiver. So I didn't really know too much about cornerback. He just taught me the game and just taught me how to play my technique. And, I mean, I credit him for the job he got me.
What was the transition going from receiver to cornerback? And you became a playmaking cornerback. You weren't looking to just survive out there. You became a big play corner. What was the most difficult part in that transition?
Early on, just knowing where my help at, knowing where the safeties line up, where the linebackers lined up. So throughout the years at Tulane, I mean, that's one thing I focused on, just knowing every position on the field, and it helped me transition a little better.
You guys get along? I mean, you play together and
oh, yeah.
You ran track together, and now you're with the Rockers together. So I hope you get along.
Definitely, yeah. As soon as I seen his name across the TV, I mean, I called him. Because that's the kind of relationship we have. We tight, and I mean, we just always been like that. As soon as we both came to Tulane,
it's a pretty rare thing that two guys same position, same college team end up with the same.
Oh yeah, it's rare. It's a blessing, and I mean, I thank the organization for it.
You guys talked at all with Jordan Sullen, who was here last year in training camp, about that experience and things to expect?
Oh, yeah, John. I talked to John Sullen for, we was on the phone for a long time just talking about it. I mean, he just telling me just about the different players. And he just told me, like, about Peyton Manning, how an incredible person he is, and then how he's just super athletic and just want to win. And, I mean, he just told me, like, what to expect. And I mean, I thank him for it.
Rocker secondary.
Oh yeah. That's big right there. I get to learn from Aqib Talib and Chris Harris. I mean, Pro Bowls, it's a huge honor to be able to be a part of the secondary, and I mean, I'm gonna try to just be coachable and then ask him as many questions as I can and do my job.
To my understanding,
Dan,
you left early, right? Yes.
Yeah, I definitely did. I talked to my coaches, my family, and we just all felt comfortable with me leaving early. I mean, I felt like I did everything I needed to do at Tulane, and I just felt comfortable with the decision.
Anything else? How would you break down Charlie Nixon, like if you're doing a scouting report from watching him in practice every day in the last few years?
You ain't going to run by him because he's got 4.3 speed. He hit like a train. I mean, he could do it all. He could cover the fastest guy on the field, and then he could come up and play the run game.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank y'all.